Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Savior of all the world. God's word for us this morning, I'm sorry, it was my typo on the computer. It's supposed to be 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, and verses 13 through 15. So let me read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 6, first of all, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." And now verses 13 through 15. "It is written, 'I believed, therefore I have spoken.' With that same spirit of faith, we also believe, and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God." We bow our heads in prayer. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow missionaries of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I don't know how many of you had a chance last Monday to see the spectacular event that happened, that natural event, when the moon crossed the face of the sun, the solar eclipse. You know, it's one thing to watch it, a partial eclipse. The problem with a partial eclipse, is, of course, is that you have to keep your solar eclipse glasses on, because there's never a time when you can look directly at the place where the sun is. Because there's always a part of the sun there shining. But if you were down in a place where there was a total eclipse, you have your sun or your solar eclipse glasses on, you watch the moon take an ever bigger bite out of the sun, and then it all goes dark, and you can take your eclipse glasses off. Some of you know this. And you can just stand there looking at the sun at what? About 1:30 in the afternoon or so. It should be at the brightest. It's the highest in the sky, all just about. And you can just stand there looking where the sun is because the moon has covered it. And you see the corona of the sun, the rays shining out past the moon. A few stars appear here and there. The skies grow dark. The air becomes a little bit chilled. It's a spectacular event. But then, after a few minutes, the moon, as it continues across the face of the sun, of course, starts passing the sun. And just as there's just a smallest crescent of the sun, oh my, you can't watch anymore. It's just too bright. Just the smallest piece of the sun, and you can't look anymore, and it'll ruin your eyes. The solar eclipse just reminds me once again how powerful the sun is, and how we rely on the sun, and how great it is, how much power is there as it travels, well, according to our human point of view, as it travels around the world, giving light and heat and life to people of all nations around the world. How important it is that we have the sun, the light of the sun. Well, this morning we hear about another light. It isn't the light of that celestial globe that we travel around on this planet Earth. It's a different light. It's the light that we have in our Savior Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul tells us about this light. And he reminds us to let our light shine. And we can let our light shine because, first of all, we have the light. And because we have the light, secondly, we need to share the knowledge. We have the light. How important light is, eh? What's the first thing that you do when you reach your house after dark? You unlock the door. What's the next thing you do? If you're like me, you reach over to find the light switch. It doesn't matter. You probably maybe have lived in the same house for years and years and years. You know where all your furniture is. You know where the rooms are. You know where everything is. And yet, what do? You turn on the light to make sure everything's where it's supposed to be. Well, just because we like to see. We don't want to trip over the couch. We don't want to stub our toe on the table leg. We want to see. How important it is for us to be able to see what's ahead of us, what's around us. It makes me think of many times over the years over in Zambia, Africa. I've stayed out by some of the village churches where there's no power, no electricity. Take my tent and my sleeping bag and I stay out there. And sometimes in the middle of the night, I might need to use the bush facilities. And it's amazing, as I go down the path, how even just a few stars, well, the stars in the sky, will give me enough light to see the path where I'm going. At the same time, I'm grateful at those times that the villagers kill any snake they see. Believe me, I like wildlife. I don't like any animals to be killed. But when you're walking down the path, just by a little light of the stars, and if a snake would come along, I don't think I'd be able to analyze this snake and see if it's this snake or that snake. Is it a poisonous snake or not a poisonous snake? I'm just glad that I don't find any snakes at all, because they might be dangerous. No, we live by the light. We need light. We thank God for the sunlight that He gives us, but we especially thank Him for the light that He's given us by telling us, by teaching us, by giving us His Word, by giving us faith to believe that Jesus is His Son. And because of His love for us, He has died for our sins so that we can live with Him both now and for the rest of eternity. Now, sometimes, of course, I think, take the sunlight for granted. I don't know how many of us last night when we laid down to sleep, I don't know, did any of us pray that God would give us the sun again today? I don't think I did. I take it for granted. Don't we take it for granted? That day after day after day, the sun's going to be there. Scripture tells us, however, that there wasn't always light in our hearts. We always didn't have faith to believe in Jesus. The Bible tells us that at one time we were darkness, living in darkness, that the way we're born into this world, we don't know God. We don't know Jesus. We don't know the forgiveness that He's won for us. But thanks be to God, He has given us the light. Jesus is the light. Elsewhere, Jesus has this to say, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Just earlier, we confessed our sins in our service here. We confess that we were by nature dead in sin. That we were guilty of faithless worrying and selfish pride, sins of habit and sins of choice. sins, evil we have done, and good that we have failed to do. Those are all acts of darkness. Jealousy, envy, hatred, selfishness. Those are the way that we were born. I know that we don't like to think about that. That we need help. That we need light. That we need salvation, forgiveness. But Scripture makes it very clear to us that that's the way we were born into this world. And it's only through His grace and His love and His mercy that He has, somewhere along the line, shared His word with us to give us the light, to know what's happening. In Scripture, we talk about the Ten Commandments, where God tells us what to do and what not to do. Those things are also written in our hearts. And many people think that somehow maybe they can save themselves through what they do and not do. But the truth of the matter is, of course, that we can't do anything to save ourselves. In our confession there, we said that we were dead in sin. And what can a dead person do? Does a dead person know they're dead? I don't think so. Does a dead person care that they're dead? I don't think so. Can a dead person do anything about being dead? I don't think so. Unfortunately, spiritually, that's the way that we were at one point in time in our lives. And so we thank God that He came to us, gave us faith, and somehow He came to us and brought us His Word for us to learn about Jesus as our Savior. But I don't know about you. I don't remember a time when God came to me before I was born and asked me, where would you like to live? This country or that country? What language would you like to speak when you're born? What nationality would you like to be born to? What color of skin would you like to have? Where would you like to be? God never gave any one of us that choice, did He? And yet He has given us life in a place, brought us to a place where we had opportunity to hear His word. Maybe our parents brought us to church as a baby and we were baptized as a child of God. Maybe over the years, a friend brought us to church, or another relative. Maybe out of just idle curiosity, we wanted to see what we might find out in a church. And thanks be to God, through that, God brought us to faith to show us how dark our lives are without Him and how we need Him, how He shows us the truth, and He forgives us our sins. How He shows us His love through His word, the light of His word. Yeah, we are the light. We have the light. We know Jesus as our Savior from sin. And what a blessing that is. That we don't want to take for granted because we could have been born in some other country. Some other place where Christianity is not the main religion. But now that we've been given the light, what are we going to do? Well, the Apostle Paul talks about what we can do. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. We tell others, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in His presence. All this is for your benefit, so the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. This is a message that we know, that Jesus died for our sins, rose from the grave. One day He's going to come back to this world and bring us back to life and take us to live with Him in the glories of heaven. And this is a message that we want to share with others, that they too may know of the love and forgiveness that they have in Christ Jesus. We can't just sit with this light, this knowledge. We have the little light. We have the gospel light. And we want to let it shine. Shine to people that don't know Jesus as their Savior. And that means sharing the knowledge, letting others know, spreading the news. And sometimes we watch the news because we need to know what's happening out there. Sometimes we watch the news because we want to know what's happening out there. Others, too, want to know what the truth is, what's really happening. Not only in their own little world that they live in, their own little village, their own little sphere, but what's happening with them and their relationship to God. We have the answer for them. That Jesus died for them. I see many people around here having their smartphones so they can communicate easily. Over in Zambia years ago, we were some of the slowest people to buy, a cell phone at the time, and even smartphones. We had a landline at our house, so we didn't need a cell phone necessarily. But many Zambians were buying cell phones because they didn't have the landline phone. But then after a while, we moved to another house, and our landline didn't work because all the copper wires had been repurposed by people that really didn't have the authority to repurpose those copper wires. But the copper wires, as you drove down the road, you wouldn't see the wires. You just see these little stray ends. And that's why our landline didn't work. And so we had to start resorting to a cell phone at the time. Cell phones are great. You can talk to anybody anywhere, can't you? Well, not quite. Not even here in America. When we moved to this other house in Zambia, in the house, there was no strong signal for our cell phone, so you had to go wandering outside. And sure enough, there was a spot underneath a little grove of trees over there near the anthill that was a little better than some other spots. But you probably know, you might still know how this is sometimes. At least over there, you go walking around watching your phone to see if you can find enough signals. And then once you find enough signals on your phone, you can't move your phone to your head, because by that time, you might lose the signal again. Now, if you found the signal here, you'd have to bring your ear to the phone. And then even then, the communication wasn't all that easy. Sometimes you'd get through to the other person, and you could hear a few words, and then you wouldn't hear a few words. And you hear a few words and not hear a few words. And sometimes, many times, we just end up saying, "I'll call you later. Hopefully I'll get a better signal then." And you hang up. And, communication is good and important. Just like when you're sending somebody a sermon text. But sometimes one little wrong word or one lack of communication changes everything. I mean, imagine if you're on the cell phone talking or hearing the message and you hear the word something like accident and then the name of one of your relatives and you hear the words "was hurt" and that's all you can hear. You just want to know more information, but now, because of your weak signal, you don't hear anymore. That could be very, very frustrating, wouldn't it? And so it is around the world that there are many people who hear the name Jesus, who know something about God, who know something about the Bible, but they don't know all the facts. I mean, imagine. Here, I want to read a passage from the Bible that I think you probably know, but I'm going to skip some words. I'm going to skip some words. Imagine if you heard these words without the, well, unless, and without the words that I'm not going to speak. God so the world that he, an only Son, that whoever in him should not but have eternal life. You catch what I said?
No.
Did it? Thank you. Thank you. I told you something, but I didn't tell you very much. I probably didn't tell you the most. I didn't tell you the most important things there. And unfortunately, that's the way that many people know Christianity. Probably not only around the world, but maybe around where you live also. They know there's something out there. They know that there's someone out there. They know that there's more, something more to life than what they have in front of them. People that are looking for something important in their lives, something to give their lives meaning, something to show them that they're not just a random accident of this universe, but something, someone, created by God, loved by God, saved by God. But many people don't know the full message. We have that message, and we need to share it with others. Some years ago, I was teaching Bible class over in one of the churches in Zambia, Africa, and one man raised his hand, and he asked the question, "When was the Bible translated into English?" And I said, "Well, the King James Version, which is the most popular version, was translated back in 1611. He asked another question, "When was the Bible translated into Tonga?" Because I was working in the southern province of Zambia where the Tonga people live. And I flipped open my Bible, my Tonga Bible, to the front, and it said 1963. The same man asked another question. "Why did it take you so long? You've had it from 1611. Well, he knew I wasn't that old, but and now it's only been translated in our language just in the 1900s. 300 years we've been waiting. What's taking you so long?" It's a good question, isn't it? Here we have something so special, so bright, so light, so loving, so joyous, and we forget that others are looking for the same thing. We take it for granted. Ah, what God has given me, he'll give to somebody else, but, and God can do that, God will do that, but who does he use to do that? He uses you and me. And maybe sometimes you can go down traveling through the village over in Zambia and you see the grass-thatched mud huts and things look so peaceful and pastoral and serene. And you think, oh, these people don't need anything better. They grow their own food right here. They find all their building supplies out in the rural area here. What else do they need? And then you start talking to people and you hear their stories about how, because of jealousies, one relative has, a son has killed his uncle because of jealousies over land. Or one man kills a woman because that woman, he's divorced his wife. This woman is his former wife, but now she wants to marry another man. So this man kills the woman that used to be his wife. People stealing, people cheating, people lying, people being full of envy, people not realizing that they are God's children, that they're important to him, that they don't need to do this or that and chase after this thing, this worldly blessing or that worldly thing because they have everything they need. And because we have everything we need in the love that God has shown for us in Jesus Christ. I used to think one time over in Zambia too, I was driving down the road, I was trying to reach home, it was already dark, and my headlights stopped working. Every time I hit a bump, the headlight would go off. Thankfully, I hit the next bump, and they came back on again. Whew. That worked for a while. After a while, I hit one bump, and the headlights just didn't come on again. Thankfully, I met a trucker. In fact, he thought I was flashing my lights at him because my lights were going off and on. So he stopped ahead of me, and I stopped. And he said, "Oh, are you having a problem?" And I said, "Yeah, my headlights aren't working." He said, "That's okay, just follow me." And I told him where I was getting off. He said, "I'm going past there anyway. Just follow me. Just stay on my tail, and you can follow me." And that's what I did. I followed him. When my turn came, I just turned off. I drove by our short distance of the driveway up to the house in the dark, with just enough light by the moon. I thanked that trucker for giving me the light to guide my way. Each one of us is like that trucker. We have the light. There are plenty of people who are still in darkness, who need the light that we have. And so we need to share the knowledge that we have. God has given us the light. We know Jesus as our Savior. In fact, let me read John 3:16 again. And this time I'm going to stop long enough at the gaps. I'm going to let you fill in the gaps. Okay? I think you're able to do this. John 3:16. God so
loved
the world that he
gave
his one and only Son, that whoever
believes
in him should but have everlasting
life.
We have that message. We have the light. Please, with your prayers, with your offerings, with your life, with your voices. I mean, I know that there's people even around here that don't know Jesus as their Savior. That's why I said we're all missionaries, no matter where we are. Let us share the light that we have. Let's share the knowledge that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Amen.